September 21, 1923. Courage and fidelity in trials. Love, the cross, and the divine will made justice in Louisa. The circle of the divine will, which embraces the great wheel of eternity. I felt very embittered because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. Everything seemed to be over for me, with almost no hope that he would return to his little and poor exiled. I felt my heart break with pain, thinking that I would never have seen again the one who had lived his life with me and therefore formed my own life. But now my life had disappeared and separated from me. My Jesus, how brutally you kill me. Without you I feel the pains of hell, while I die, I am forced to live. Now, as I was in this painful state, my always adorable Jesus moved in my interior, and stretching out one arm, he held me tightly to give me back life, and told me, "My daughter, my will wanted to make justice of you. This was necessary in order to test your fidelity, since all my attributes concur in all my works. And when the generations will see all that I poured into you, surprised, will say, 'How could she not do all this, after all the graces he gave to her?' My justice will show the trials it made you undergo, and will say to them, 'I made her go through the fire of my justice and I found her faithful. Therefore my love has continued its course.' Even more, you must know that the first one to make justice of you was my love. How many trials did it not make you go through in order to be certain of your love? The second one was the cross, which made severe justice of you, to the extent that my will, drawn by my love and by the cross, wanted to descend into you and make you live in it. But also my will did not want to be outdone by my love and by the cross, and to be more certain, it jealously withdrew, making justice of you, to see whether you would continue your flights in my will without me. Upon hearing this, I said, 'Ah! How could I continue those flights without you? I'll act light, and if I started, I could not finish, because the one who, making everything present to me, made me operate for all, allowing me to bind all the relations between the Creator and all creation, was not with me. My mind was swimming in the empty space, finding no one. How could I do them? And Jesus, your starting was doing, and your pain for being unable to finish was completing. Therefore, it takes courage and fidelity. With a little test, one is always more certain and sure. And then, if not even my Queen Mama was spared from these trials, would you want to be exempted from them?' Then, after some time, he came back again, and he made himself seen inside of me, in the middle of a circle upon which he invited the souls to go, in order to let them walk on that circle. I got on it, never to descend again, and my adorable Jesus told me, 'My daughter, this circle is my eternal will, which embraces the great wheel of eternity. All that is contained in this circle is nothing other than all that my humanity did in the divine will, to impetrate that my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Everything is prepared and done. There is nothing left but to open the doors and to make it known, so that man may take possession of it. It was said about me, when I came upon earth to redeem man, that I was going to be the salvation and the ruin of many. The same will be said now, that this will of mine will be either of great sanctity, since my will is of absolute sanctity, or of ruin for many. See, while rotating upon this circle, it is necessary to look inside, never outside of it, because inside there is light, knowledge, my strength and my acts, as help, attraction and life, in order to take the life of my will. Outside of it, there is none of this. The creatures will find darkness and will fall into the abyss. Therefore, be attentive. Keep your gaze always fixed into my will, and you will find yourself with the fullness of the grace of living in my will.